Call to order our Health, Recreation, and Events Committee meeting for August 1st. Next item is approval of minutes from July 5th meeting.
So move.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three is public comments. If we have anyone to comment, please state your name and address, and you have 2.5 minutes.
Good morning. Carl Ritchie, 1485 Endicott Way. I'm here to talk about number four on the agenda, the recognition of Officer Vaughn Edward Key. As y'all know, I spent 32 years serving this town as law enforcement, about my 37 years. Had the honor of being your chief for almost 10 years. During that 32 years, I knew who Vaughn Key was. We talked about him in the squad room. We knew about the incident that night that took his life. But that was about it. There wasn't much out there for the public to really know who he was, what sacrifice he made for this town. There is a lone marker where he was killed on 703. If you're driving past it, you probably never stop and read it. It's really not a convenient spot to read about what happened. And then I know we're naming a street after him, which is wonderful. But again, these are things that we pass as citizens may never know who Vaughn Edward Key was. I think it's important that we do something at our Memorial Waterfront Park to truly honor this hero, our only first responder to die in the line of duty, and I hope it's the only first responder we ever have lose their life. You know, over my years, I saw many officers injured, myself included. We had close calls, but only one death. I mean, that speaks a lot about, you know, how safe this town is, but how well-trained that we are to survive at the end of the shift. I know there's been mention on here about the First Responders Monument. Now, a monument, though, is recognizing our first responders who work in every day and the great stuff the men and women do. This needs to be a true standalone memorial, something that when our citizens or visitors see in the park come by, they can sit down and read what happened, how this officer lost his life protecting our citizens, a place for the family to come sit. Place for police officers, other first responders to reflect. I've had a lot of discussions when I was chief, obviously, about Vaughn Key. We did more than we've ever done as an agency on when I took that position. We have a small memorial for him in our lobby. We've reached out. We have contact regularly with his family who live out of state that I know would really be interested in this. And I know our police department is interested in continuing to carry this. And I would be happy to be part of this in any way possible. But I ask that we move this forward to really honor the man that gave his life for this community. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Kevin Kinane, 3032 River Vista Way. Can I reserve 30 seconds in case somebody wants to debate me? Every time I speak up here, a guy wants to come up, refute me. You didn't do very well when I was up at the table with him, but it's crazy. So I see number five about drafting a framework for memorials. The town was given the honor of receiving a piece of the World Trade Center. It was orchestrated through Mr. Santos, and it was a last-minute thing when the chiefs up there were changing over. The FDNY had a warehouse full of steel. Most towns have done this years ago. Many, many significant towns across the country and some small towns have monuments to 9/11. I don't know where it goes or where it ends up, but let me give you a little background. I was a New York City firefighter, was present at the collapse of the World Trade Center. I worked in the mortuary on site and in the city. Now, everybody understands the depth of what went on there. I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the fights we've had with politicians since that day. When they wanted to close the site and use machinery to dump the bodies, we fought them. We shut the site down. That was up against Mr. Giuliani. 13 firefighters were arrested. You know what happened to them? Nothing. They were all dismissed. Every charge was dismissed, and the site was kept open. Why is that? Because firefighters have a compact with the citizens they serve. You swear an oath, you're going to put your life on the line up to and including death. And the citizens back you up. It's a compact with the citizens. The politician is only there to rubber stamp budgets and things like that. There's no role for politicians in this. Fast forward through the last 20 years, we've had battles in Albany, in the state capital of New York, to get workers' comp for people. We had battles in Washington, D.C., all the way up to Pelosi and Obama. We got bills passed. But we don't take no for an answer, and we don't let politicians try and dirty the memory of 9/11. You know, here there's events, and it's great. But we've told politicians who don't support the local firefighters, don't bother showing up. And they were smart enough not to. You know, when we had a cancer bill proposal, we were going to support the cancer bill for firefighters. Now, if anybody knows about cancer and firefighters, it's the 9/11 community. And there was a politician who voted against it, tries to show up at a 9/11 event, and unceremoniously was told, you're not really welcome here. And that goes across the board. I'm not saying it has to be me, but the 9/11 constituency in this town should be involved in anything with that memorial. And I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but we have sick 9/11 respondents that live here. There's a police officer and a firefighter, amongst others, battling cancer and dying from their service of 9/11. They're residents of this town. It's because they weren't born here. They're still residents, still contributing. They coach teams. Their kids go to school here. So when this goes down and they push it to staff, sometimes, I don't know what that means, so that's why I'm here. Sometimes you push things to staff and they disappear. Other times they push to staff so somebody can push their agenda and hide it upstairs and get their way. I want to make sure that that doesn't happen with the 9/11 monument. I would like to see the constituency, and again, it doesn't have to be me, constituency of people that actually understand what happened there and is still happening, be involved in that. Thank you. And I'm fully in support of what the chief just spoke about with the officer, because it's very similar. It's run by the cops. The people that are affected by it are running it. Thank you.
Gary Santos, 1690 Greystone Boulevard. I completely agree with Chief. I was born and raised here in Mount Pleasant, and the incident happened just right down the street from my house. I didn't know Officer Key. I knew a lot of them by their face and saying hello out in the street, but I remember when that happened, and everybody was so upset about that. And I agree with them that we certainly need to have memorials, especially for our officers, first responders who die in the line of duty. So I'm all in favor of it. Our planning department has done an excellent job on designing, and they designed the bell, and they designed were able to bring to us the design of the first responders memorial, 9/11 memorial. So they've done a great job, and I'd like to give them an opportunity to see if they can draft up something again. They've done it twice already, and I think they've hit a home run on both of them. But maybe if she doesn't mind, that we can go ahead and ask them to draft up something for us to see if it's something that the chief and you know others the police department will approve. And I think it's a good idea to support and always remember those who give their life for our community. Thanks.
Good afternoon. Stephen Rassone, 2331 Schuyler Drive. Just with regards to the 9/11 monument, is there any plans on where it might be put once everything starts to roll? I wasn't familiar with if there was any plans.
Plans, that's today's discussion.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure because, again, just trying to figure out. I also was at 9/11, lost many friends that day, also continuing to lose friends, unfortunately, each day to the cancers. So it is very, near and dear to my heart also. So if there is any public information that you'd like to get from people to have some ideas possibly or anything like that, definitely I think it would be behoove town council and whoever else is on the committee to get some information from people here in town, because we definitely are here to support as much as we can. We've done that in the past through the 9/11 run over on Daniel Island and other events that we've had. And I also, you know, definitely want to make sure that we get something for the officer who was killed in the line of duty, because you can never forget, you know, sacrifices like that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to let you know that the 9/11 memorial that's being done, it was actually the firefighters from New York that contacted me and actually penned a letter that we were able to use and sign to send up to the fire chief in New York to send part of one of the I-beams to us. So absolutely, we included them. They told the whole story. The letter that they wrote came directly from former New York firefighters, and you know, so I just want to make sure you know that it wasn't like somebody here wrote the letter. They wrote that and gave it to me, and then that's what caused them to send part of the I-beam to us. Our planning department, we just asked them to think about designing it, and just so you know, it's going to incorporate really all of it. You know, we have the Pentagon shaped bottom. It's going to be shaped like the Pentagon to represent where the plane went down there. We have the I-beam that's going to be in it to represent the World Trade Center. And then at the top, we're going to have Let's Roll to represent the ones that went down in the cornfield or out there. So we're trying to represent all of it in one memorial. And they've done a fantastic job of putting it together for us, I think. Steve can probably speak on it as well, because he's seen it. So we did. We tried to include everybody, and I think we have.
Yes, outstanding. I love that. You know, we say often, you know, again, just because of New York City gets a lot of, you know, publicity, if you will, for lack of a better word. But obviously, we did have the two other incidents. And, you know, I applaud you all for doing that. You know, I think it's important. And I was aware that it was New York City that had contacted. I was just wondering really what the design would be. And again, you know, a placement of where you all thought it was going to go in town, things of that sort. Because again, it's I've seen many done beautifully throughout the country, you know, in different aspects. So I was just wondering, you know, what the process was going to be, more than, you know, questioning what the design would look like, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, what we're looking at is right next to the monument, first responders monument. There's just a little open circle back there that we thought it would fit perfectly. It's off the beaten path, so you know, we'd have a little tabby a walkway right to it, so that people can go and you know, have a quiet moment around it. So we've picked a special place for it, and we'll do the same with Officer Key. Find a place that everybody you know, can go and pay their respects and have a quiet moment and remember those who put their life on the line for us every day.
Appreciate it. You know, because it's not only for the first responders, it's also obviously for, you know, the people who were murdered that day also, you know, to reflect
Absolutely.
On also. So do appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay. We'll move to item 4. Discussion and possible action to recognize Patrol Officer Von Edward Key at the First Responders Monument at Memorial Waterfront Park. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate, I was going to say Chief Ritchie, but Councilman Ritchie, for bringing this to our attention. As he mentioned, we are naming a road after him, but we would like to see him recognized at our waterfront park. And we will never have another incident, but this is something we could consider, that we could include any other names or anything that might happen in the future as well. So it's a good thing for us to start discussing.
Yeah,
Mr. Santos.
I just like to maybe, Carl, maybe walk out there with you one day, take a walk around, see if there's anything that you think, you know, that's what's, what struck me when I was looking for a place for the 9/11 one. It's small and it's kind of off the beaten path, gives people privacy, but I'd be happy to walk around out there with you and see if there's anything that you like, you think that it'd be a good place to put it. And then we can bring it back to council and let them know. But I think it's important for you to come out there and look at it. And you know, approve and be happy about where you think it should go.
Sure. I appreciate that, and I accept that invitation. I'd also like to see our some of our police officers, as well as the family, be included in that walk,
sure.
and just not me alone. So, and we have contact with the family, so we'll work on that so we can have their input. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Anything, Mr. Ram? Okay. Okay. Any other, no further discussion or action?
Okay. Sorry, it sounds like it'll just, after some of those things happen, it'll just come back to us in a month
right.
or
sounds
2 months once that takes
okay.
place.
Okay, we'll go on to item five, discussion possible action to task town staff with drafting a framework to guide the placement of monuments and memorials within town parks to include Memorial Waterfront Park. Seemed like an ideal time to bring this up now that we actually have two items on the table that we want to address, and we probably should have a process on deciding where these things go, what will be put together, and how we come to bring all this to fruition.
I guess my question is, how has that been handled to date?
We don't have any such guidelines in place. And, you know, about a decade or so ago, council took up this idea to put something in place. And it was discussed at length, made it to the council level, and wasn't approved. Feeling being that at that time, council didn't want, you know, really to be hamstrung by any guidelines with it. But that was before we had the waterfront park and other locations around town. And so, you know, we're happy to take this on and come up with some things that seem to make some sense that you can consider. When we have it ready, maybe give us 30 days or so, 45 days, and we can send something back to you.
Mr. Santos.
You know, years ago, we had a council member, Mr. McManus, and he always had a saying, go, go, go. He loved to do that. And we named the roundabout in front of Town Hall to time after him, if you remember. And then we built this beautiful facility, and they tore up the roundabout. And so they built a little memorial right outside here. You can see it when you're coming in. I think it's perfect for it. So I'm not sure who designed that one, whether that was our fine planning department or not. But I thought that was a perfect one right there. But so it's been done before. I'm just not, do you remember who designed that one out there?
I don't, but okay. I will say, because I think it's important, it, clearly there's a desire that whether it's a 9/11 memorial or Officer Key memorial, that it be done right.
Right.
And, you know, so we'll need, when you ask who designed that one, I'm not sure, but we will need some professional help involved in doing that. We have a fine planning department, I agree with you, but we need some additional support, that people that understand, you know, appropriate size and lighting and spatiality and all those things are going to be important to do this right. So, you know, I think at some point, either this committee or council has to discuss timing. We can pull together some guidelines. Will the guidelines affect what's been discussed today? Will they not? Which do you want to go first? Do you want them to go together? If so, there's going to have to be some people that weigh in on locations out of the park. There's a lot of moving pieces here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess starting with this moving piece on whether you'd like some guidelines or not going forward, you know, we can do that. Or you can just say, you can limit it to the two that were discussed today and just put everything on hold for a while after that. Mm-hmm. You could do that too.
Mr. Pagliarini, did you have something you were going to add to the topic?
Thank you. Good morning, committee. Mr. DeMore said it perfectly. I just think there are a number of things to consider when you're looking at guidelines. And those are, there are planning type decisions. Is this art? You know, how do we categorize it? Is this a public works? Is it a recreation issue? And so the first thing is defining where we want this to go. To this point, it's been more of an ad hoc type review, and I think it's worked well. Other things to consider, materials, things that, as Mr. DeMora mentioned, expertise or lack thereof, that we have to bring in outsiders, historical context, funds, which is council matter, and then a removal process. You know, all of those things would need to be considered and brought to you. So, you know, choice A is leaving it as an ad hoc decision that can be made, or B, implementing all of these issues, which, again, it can be as complex or as simple as you wish it to be. So those are just the considerations that I have from a legal standpoint.
Thank you. I know one thing we weren't talking about was budgeting. I know a lot of things we could do fundraising to cover, but it is a council decision when funds are involved.
Just throw my opinion out there that I'm fine with leaving it the way it is, as far as, you know, as unique situations or requests or things come up that this committee sees it first, because it's involves parks and recreation most of the time, and that we just handle things on a case-by-case basis. I don't see the need for, you know, writing guidelines or whatever. I think we should just handle things on a case-by-case basis personally.
Mr. Santos.
And, you know, I agree. I mean, the memorial or the monument that was done was outstanding. I had no idea it was going to be that nice, and it really has been something that a lot of people talk about. And so was the design for the 9/11. I thought they did a fantastic job. So I don't want to change something that that's already been very successful. And if we find out that maybe there are some issues, we can bring in other people. But right now, I think it's important that Carl and family and the police, like he said, go out there and walk around and take a look around. It's something that you might think could be appropriate. I mean, I'd be happy to go with you as well. But I think that's the key, is to make sure everybody's going to be satisfied with where it goes. And so I'm happy with the way we got it right now. And if we find it doesn't work, we can always change it.
Okay. So are either of you interested in them drafting anything? And then if suitable, just not vote to move it to council, or you'd rather just not
forward
anything at all?
I don't know that we need to draft anything right now. I think we ought to, like I said, give them an opportunity to go out there and walk around, look, and come back if they think they can't find the right place or something, then we can get involved. Carl, if that sounds good with you, you know, because at the end of the day, you want the family and police officers to be happy where it's at, you know. So I think that's the way to do it. What do you think?
That's the way. I think seeing family involved in the police officers are good.
There you go.
As far as this discussion, let's leave that to this committee.
Okay.
Now, Mr. DeMora, I think you mentioned, did you say handling these separately? Like maybe moving forward with these, and then we could still draft something for future?
Yeah, thank you, Madam
Anything
Chair.
That comes up later, you know?
Sure. I think it's been, the feedback I'm hearing is fairly clear that there's no need for guidelines at this point. What there is a need for, in my opinion, is we're going to be entering into design costs and sizable expenditures, which is fine. But council needs to be aware of that and authorize that. So if it's your desire, committee's desire, I think it needs to go to council next month to, you know, direct staff, send us on a direction to start, moving towards the creation of these memorials. And then there's a lot of pieces involved with that, too, that you already know, heard about today, which is doing it in a cooperative effort with others who were involved and things like that. But I think council needs to point the way on this first.
So at the committee level, can we not direct minor expenses as far as just a couple of conceptual design options with just conceptual budget estimates, kind of a minimal costing? Once we have those, I have no idea what a monument or memorial call. I have no idea. So anyway, but could this committee not give the go-ahead just to start a conceptual idea in a conceptual, to get conceptual budgets estimates?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that. But just know going into this that, you're looking at several hundred thousand dollars. I think the first responders monument, that was a sizable couple hundred thousand dollars, I think it was, to do all mm-hmm. that. So I hate to go too far down the road. I feel like I'm speaking, objecting to what's being talked about, but I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that we have a process. We follow the process on every matter that comes in front of us. These are non-budgeted items. Council as a whole, as a duly elected body, should point the way for us to take these things on. But what you're asking for, Mr. Rando, is a sort of a smaller first step, which is, hey, how about let's just get some conceptuals, talk about a little bit more, bring that back, and we can do that if that's what you like.
Okay. Yeah, the message that I've gotten back for the 9/11 is about $45,000. So I guess you can go as high as you want, or you can still have some good ones. And the only reason I brought up about the planning folks is they did a lot of research and all over the world. I mean, they were showing us things from other countries that they had done. So maybe be able to look at some of that information that they have. And we may find something in there that we like that's not going to cost $100,000. But like I said, this one here for the 9/11 is going to cost only about $45,000. And I've already raised over $15,000. So it's going to cost the town, about, I don't know, because I'm getting more and more donations. But hopefully it won't cost the town anything, because I've been told that they can raise the money to cover all of it. So it may not cost the town a nickel for this. So my whole thing is maybe that's why I suggested that we check the planning, because of all the research they did for this one. It would be something to look at first to see, because there might be something in there that we like.
Okay. So we'll have a plan to maybe have something conceptual for our next meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Executive session.
Next item is executive session to review and selection of applicants for the Town of Mount Pleasant.
Move to go into executive session for the stated purpose.
Second.
Okay. Committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Post executive session.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to move the committee's recommendations onto full council at the meeting next Tuesday.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item 8 is program and projects update.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. Programs are going very strong right now. We have a very, very strong participation in our sports through the summer with youth basketball numbers higher than previously, and a little uptick in our youth preseason football. Doing well in our adult sports as well. Numbers have rebounded very strongly after what we had gone through previously with COVID, especially in adult basketball. You can see a huge increase there. Where last summer we only had 66 participants in adult basketball, and we have 213 again, which is back to normal. So we're real excited about that. Some things I want to make sure you're aware of that are going on, that are coming up. Of course, we have the farmers market every Tuesday, so it'll be tomorrow. But this week we are starting the Waterfront music and movies at Waterfront Park.
Good.
Fun event, a lot of fun. That's going to be the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th of August at Waterfront Park. I hope you're able to join us out there. Always a lot of fun. Surprisingly, it's usually fairly comfortable when you get in the evening, even in August. It ends up being nice out there on the waterfront. So, beautiful place to be.
Can you give us something, put something in my box, please? I mean, just with those dates.
Yep, I'll make sure we do. Absolutely. And then we have the mayor's music and art reception at Town Hall on August 9th. If you get a chance to stop by, we'll be switching out all the artwork that you see around here at Town Hall. And the football jamboree is scheduled for August 27th. So let's kick off another season of football here in Mount Pleasant. We're ready to go, and got a lot of people ready to go there. So projects are going well, moving forward. We did get a GMP from edifice for the project at Carolina Park for phase three of reviewed by myself and by a purchasing office, taking a look at it, making sure everything falls in line there. And moving forward with Waterfront Park, we have approval, like I said before, from SCDOT. Specifically, we actually just got an email earlier this morning, approving the submitted design for drainage and for the inspections to make sure that they can still do all their inspections of the bridge and stuff, and it doesn't interfere with anything there.
So we can finally start?
No, it has not for bid yet. The project
is killing me. I'm gonna be dead before that thing gets built.
The end date hasn't ended. End date has always been in the summer of 2024, and that's what. Okay, I know. Knock on wood. And so we're moving with that process. Also with the permitting process here in the town, and SCDOT is sending it to the Federal Highway Administration for final approval of the with the town. So intergovernmental agreement. So.
One question. You mentioned the pool out at Park West. Is there something wrong with the system in the pool? I had a lady grab me just yesterday and was asking me about something being broken in the pool. And I told her about the referendum. And we got that included, and it's going to be beautiful when we finish. But is there something that's wrong with the pool?
The system is down at the Park West pool.
Oh.
It's actually been maintained pretty well. Unfortunately, the boiler, if it's going to break, I guess July is the best time for it to break to be able to maintain it. But we have a tremendous problem getting parts. There is I can't remember the part, but it needs to come in here, a heat exchanger that has to come in, and it's been several weeks. We're trying to get that in here. So,
because I see her, and I wanted to have an answer for her. She grabbed.
But the temperature has been holding right around 81 degrees over there, so still staying pretty decent up there.
Well, she's whatever it is that y'all are doing with them. She's an older lady, enjoys it. Whatever it is you're doing, but she just asked me to check on it. So
yes, sir.
Good.
Okay. I just want to give a shout out to Logan. She's doing a great job. She had big shoes to fill with Ms. Terry. Everything's been very well organized and very well run.
She's got a full year under her belt. Yes, job. Thank you. I'll recognize her for that. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
Is that it? Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.